You know, so many times we see a service member wearing a uniform, and people like me, who have never served before, can't even imagine the lives that you live, the work that you do, the sacrifice you make, the commitment you make. And today is all about honoring our men and women who serve this country. It is our Christmas on Us for Michigan Military Honorees Reception. And joining us now is the Stankovich family. And yes, Jamie, I said it correctly, didn't I?
I'm really proud of you, Ryan. You got it right.
Thank you.
You are two for four.
Hey, I'm in the Hall of Fame if we're playing baseball then. The Stankovich family of Schwartz Creek, Michigan, including active U.S. Army Master Sergeant Tim Stankovich and his wife, U.S. Army veteran Sergeant Joanna as well. Thank you both so much for being here. Thank you both for your commitment to this country, and thank you both for your service.
Thank you for having us.
Let me start with you, Tim, because your lifelong friend, Josh, the founder of Vet Life and host from Glory Days, Veterans Edition show on WJR, 6 p.m. on Sundays. You can hear that. Josh nominated you and Joanna to be honored here today. And I'm just wondering what that means to you.
It means a lot. Josh has done a lot of stuff in the past for us. He actually stood in our wedding 5 years ago. So it's always nice having a friend like that looking out for us. So
you were a part of big flashpoints in our country's history. The first is 9/11. COVID was another one. And just when something happens in the country, you get called and you go toward the danger.
Yeah, actually, for all five of my deployments, I volunteered for all five. So I figured if I have an option to pick where I'm going than getting voluntold, I'd rather do that.
So.
Right, the volunteer and the voluntold, two different things. Joanna, talk to me about your service as well. Military police, you served the country as well. Please tell me about your service.
Yeah, I did 8 years as a military police officer, did two deployments to Afghanistan and a short trip to Egypt.
That's not a short trip.
Yeah. What is that like when you are overseas? What are those nights like? What are those days like? What is that work like when you think back?
The routine, the service, the honor. It was a good experience. It was something I had always wanted to do out of high school. I did a few years of college. I had a laugh earlier with the previous gentleman about how he did 1 year of college and then he didn't, you know, he decided to join the Air Force. That was me. I did 3 years of college and I was like, nope, I want to join the Army, and I'm glad I did.
What is that camaraderie like as well when you're overseas or when you're on a mission or you have a job? What is that camaraderie like with all of you?
I think that's probably the most important thing, and I think that's why both of us really enjoyed it too. When you get a group of people that do everything together. They eat together. They usually work together. They usually sleep somewhat near each other. I think that was always the big thing.
You become family.
Yeah. I was a squad leader when Joanna and me deployed to Afghanistan, and my squad was probably yes, I'm going to say they're the best squad, but a lot of other people thought they were good.
Joanna's shaking her head no.
She was in another platoon, so she didn't understand how good we were.
He was an awesome squad.
We just did everything together. Not that we were forced to do everything together. We just enjoyed time together with each other. So
the time around 9/11 I want to ask you about, because such a flashpoint in our country's history. Tell me about 9/11 and what you did after that.
We actually went down, we got down to the Pentagon, I want to say March of, 2002?
Yes.
And we spent a year down there, so the security force that's at the Pentagon was shorthanded, just with, they amped up the security, so they brought in the military police, and it was funny looking back on it now, we actually, all of us got asked if we wanted to stay down there as security, which was a federal job. But when I was 20 years old, I hate the big city. I'm a youper, so I wanted to go home. But we had the opportunity to go stay there full time as the same, you go through the same training as, Border Patrol. So you could have transferred out of there to any Border Patrol spot, with the train than you would
have
gotten.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now I look back at it, kind of wish I would have done something like that, but no, I'm glad I didn't.
I want to know, when you go to Afghanistan or you go to Cuba, I mean, what do you learn about other places and how wonderful our country is?
It's a culture shock.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I came back so grateful for what we have here in the States, and it's definitely different.
Yeah. You know, other countries, like, force people to go do a deployment for a year or whatever, but you certainly learn about the world that way and then appreciate what you have maybe a little bit more.
For sure.
I think the one thing is, she's not admitting, she still loves Afghanistan food. anytime we see that type of food or culture.
So what is it?
Taboon?
Taboon.
Yeah.
Well, that's Mediterranean.
Mediterranean type.
There was a good restaurant out in Lansing that we visited. I'm all about that Middle Eastern
food.
I love it.
Tell me, Joanna, you've got your hands full here as well, because you've got Shepherd. Yeah. Shepherd is how old?
He'll be 2 end of March.
Oh my gosh.
He is so cute. We haven't got to the point where I can hold him yet, but I'm working on it.
He is staring at you.
I know. What's going to happen?
I mean,
he would probably walk around towards you and then see one of these cords and yank on it. So.
Well, let's wait till after the segment. Yeah.
So, two older brothers? Two older siblings?
Brother and sister.
Brother and sister. Yep. Two older siblings. How do they beat you up, or do they love you, or what is it? What is the dynamic there?
They, you little asking bit of Shepherd? Both?
They torment him pretty good, in a loving way, though. Like, they're both hockey players, so they roughhouse with him quite a bit.
I mentioned his siblings, and he looked at me like, I don't know about you, guy.
But he loves it when they come over, because he gets all excited and stuff, so they're not beating him up too bad.
Okay,
well, do you think you could use sterling silver and blue topaz earrings, courtesy of Ahe Jewelers? How about toys? For anyone, courtesy of Warren Consolidated Schools, tickets to the Magic of Lights drive-through holiday display at Pine Knob, and a total of $1,450 in spending money, courtesy of our generous Christmas on Us sponsors. How about that?
That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Congratulations. Oh, yes.
Shepherd's clapping.
Way to go, Shepherd. Stankovic family, thank you both for your service to this country. Thank you both for being here.
Appreciate it.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and go USA.
Yes.
Right? Go USA.
Thank you.
All right, we are coming right back here from Guernsey Farms. We're going to wrap it up. Steve Courtney is going to join us next. Don't go anywhere. Mitch Albom Show coming up top of the hour as well. 760 WJR.